Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Hey.
Hi, how y'all doing?
All right,
you?
Good.
I'm good. I'm good. Angela may not be with us tonight. She last minute had a event to attend to.
Yeah, I know she's calling. I know she's calling. Is all the people going to be there? I know she's calling.
I don't know. She said she was going to try to get a hold of everyone and make sure that everyone was in on the prayer line tonight.
Mrs. going to be reading
y'all hear me?
3-2-5-6-3. So I have Mom and Mr. Gentle.
Auntie Care.
And Daddy. I hear Daddy.
T-I-L-E. Auntie Carrie. And Daniel.
Yes.
Okay, I have Keisha.
Yep.
Okay. And 706. Auntie Betty also, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Auntie
Dot.
Make sure they close out their room. Turn that light on. That's all of that stuff? Okay, Regina, Regina. That's Auntie Carrie, and it was Auntie Dot. I got them on mute for right now. Let's see some more callers calling in. Kay, is this Hebert? I'm sorry. 825-1925.
Just tell them your name.
Say your name.
Kira.
Kira.
Malachi.
And Malachi, okay.
My nails are ready. Yeah, I'll just put it on.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I see that.
You're making all that noise.
Okay, great. Okay. Okay, Keisha, which one are you doing tonight?
Birthday.
Birthdays only? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Verner, you say you're doing 1 Corinthians?
Yes.
Okay, Daniel, which one you're doing tonight? Daniel, you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Right. Which one you're doing tonight?
Doing James 4, 11 and 12 verse.
Okay.
If they met it, how many years they met it, if they met it, or if they only need to prove it. Because I'm really...
The director for the
girls club. Mm-hmm.
You're not here.
Oh,
I don't know.
So
I was thinking about
taking them out, putting
lipstick on
it. Loretta.
Uh-huh.
What? I'm doing Matthew.
Okay, and you are?
Your brother.
Okay, I didn't know you had called in. You called in... Okay, I see it now. Okay. You doing Matthew? Okay.
Yeah.
But it's still you.
Oh, God. Don't talk so loud. I'm on the phone with you.
Okay. Do I have anyone to volunteer for James chapter 2? Verse 1 through 13.
I can do that, Loretta.
Okay, and that is Keisha?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
My mama.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Tonight is the Victorious Foundators, and they will be speaking on God's perspective on what to read when prone to judge others. Let me go ahead and do a roll call, and then I'll go back and do the opening prayer line. I have Mom, Daddy Verner, Auntie Carrie, Daniel, Keisha, Auntie Betty, is that Auntie Dodd? I didn't hear her. This is just Kira and Malachi.
That's Lou.
Okay, and then I have Bruce on the line. Anyone else? Am I missing Bruce? Is Candace with you?
No.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get started with the attendance that we have so far online. And once again, the topic is on God's perspective on when you feel prone to judge others. Now, may everyone bow their head for the opening prayer and the blessing of the prayer line, please. Lord, we rejoice in this opportunity to gather in your name and to do so with the awareness that without your divine presence here at the center of our coming together, our work will be empty. We ask now that you come into our phone lines and remove anything that is not of you away from our prayer service tonight. Grace us with your wisdom and vision. Gift us with holy humor and humility so that not only this day but all our lives may be a meeting place for your kingdom. Strengthen us with a willingness to risk for the sake of your kingdom. Grant us the courage to be open to each other and to not be fearful of the new and different. Help us to rejoice in that which is always the same and unchanging, while finding delight in freshness and change. Be with us, Lord, as we continue to live this day and enjoy this time together. In the name of our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sanctifier, in Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Okay, first we're going to start out with Bruce coming to us out of Matthew.
Okay. And when I'm reading the Bible, I normally pay close attention when Jesus is speaking. I'm reading out of Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. And it reads, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will measure to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to the brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there's plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the blank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Amen.
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 Okay, amen. We had a couple of people to join in while the reading was going on. I have LaToya online, and I have Jarita online. And my next question is, Jarita, did you have a part to say in this program tonight?
Yeah, she texted me, I think James.
James 2?
I'm doing James, but we're going to do Proverbs.
There is no Proverbs. Jarita, which one is she?
I don't know if it was James 2:1-14, or was it James 2:1-14?
I'm doing James.
Yes.
You're doing James what?
You're doing James 4:11-12.
Okay,
and you do James 2:1-13.
13, okay.
Okay, and Keisha, we'll just put you back on the birthday, all right? Okay. All right. Sorry for the interruption. We're going to go right on ahead into 1 Corinthians.
I'll be reading for 1 Corinthians, 4th chapter, 22 to 5th verse. "Let a man know account of as are the minister of Christ and steward of the mistress of God. More it is required and steward that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you, a man's judgment. Yea, I judge not my own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified. He that judges me is the law. Therefore, judge nothing before the time, until the law comes. Who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will make manifest the counsel of the heart, and then shall every man have praise of God." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And once again, this is Victoria Foundatus coming to you with God's perspective on what to read when prone to judge others. And next we have Jarita coming to us out of James.
"My dear brothers and sisters, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, never think some people are more important than others. Suppose someone comes into your church meeting wearing nothing, wearing nice clothes and a gold ring. At the same time, a poor person come in wearing old, dirty clothes. You show special attention to the one wearing nice clothes and says, 'Please sit here in this good seat.' but you say to the poor person, stand over there or sit on the floor by my feet. What are you doing? You are making some people more important than others, and with evil thoughts, you are deciding that one person is better. Listen, my brothers and sisters, God choose the poor in the world to be rich with faith and to receive the kingdom of God's promise to those with who love him. But you show no respect to the poor. The rich are always trying to control your lives. They are the ones who take you to court, and they are the ones who speak against Jesus, who owns you. This royal law is found in the scriptures. Love your neighbors as you love yourselves. If you obey this law, you are doing right. But if you treat one person as being more important than the other, you are guilty of breaking God's law. A person who follows all of God's laws but fail to obey one command is guilty of breaking all the commands in that law. The same guy who says you must not be guilty of adultery also says you must not murder someone. So if you do not take part in adultery, but you murder someone, you are guilty of breaking all of God's laws. In everything you say and do, remember that you will be judged by the law that makes people free. So you must show mercy to others, or God will show mercy to you when judging you. But the person who shows mercy can stand without fear at the judgment.
Amen.
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 Okay, next we have Bruce coming to, I mean, I'm sorry, we have Daniel coming to us out of James.
Hey, everybody. How y'all everybody doing?
Pretty good.
I'm 4 James 11 and 12. 4 James 11 and 12. I speak not evil one of another, but he that speaks evil of his brothers and judges his brothers speak evil of the Lord and judges the law. But if thou judgest the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is no lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judgest another? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, next we're going to go right on into the second shut-in, and I'll be delivering that tonight, so may everyone bow their head for the second shut-in. And let's see, I just hope that everyone had a blessed week, and to let you know that Jesus loves you and so do I. Okay, dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your courts with praises. We ask that you continue to bless our family, friends, loved ones with health from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask for special prayers for Malachi, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Tony, and Mary Ann. We ask that you lift them up in a mighty way. We ask that you lay your healing hands on them and make them whole again. Give them the strength. Breathe the Holy Spirit in them. Let your light shine once again with them knowing that you're on their side. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless Jerita during her pregnancy. And bless the ones that could not be with us tonight for whatever reason. And we thank you for your mercy and your grace. And most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen. Okay, next we have birthdays. Is there any birthdays scheduled for the week of October the 16th through the 22nd? Okay, I'm sorry, who?
First we had Gary was Saturday. We forgot him last week. And then Dot and Tony, I think she said. Dot ain't there.
Yeah, Tony the 18th and mine the 21st. Yes,
18th, and when was Gary? Dot 21st. And Gary was what date?
Saturday gone.
Right, Saturday.
That would have been the 15th?
Yes, yesterday.
Okay, any other birthdays?
My grandson, Nick, the 22nd.
What's his name?
Nicholas.
22nd. Okay. Anyone else?
My
birthday is tomorrow.
Whom?
Sister Monica.
Your sister Monica. That'll be the 17th. Okay. Anyone else? Daniel, you're trying to get something in. What are you saying?
I keep talking. I had two birthdays. Ira and another little Danny, had a birthday Saturday.
A little Danny, and what's the first one name?
Ira.
Ira, okay.
Had a birthday. Birthday.
Okay. Any other birthdays? Okay, I'm going to go through the birthdays right quick, and then we're going to let Keisha have her 2 minutes of fame. Okay, I have Gary birthday, Tony, Auntie Dot, Nicholas, Monica, Ira, and little Daniel. Who say I didn't say me?
It's not her birthday.
Oh, Kira, we'll make sure we sing it to you, sweetie.
One birthday every day, though, you know.
Yes. Okay, Keisha, your fame time. The spotlight is on you, sweetie.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my family. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. Thank you for that.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Okay, let's see. That complete the program as far as God's perspective on what to read when prone to judge others. Let's see. What I'll do is go down the list if anyone have anything that they want to share with the group tonight. And if so, you may go ahead and do so. If not, just say pass. But first of all, I would like to welcome Auntie Carrie back. We miss you. And welcome Jarita back. We miss you. And Kira and Malachi, we thank you so much for joining in with our prayer line. And don't let this be your last time, okay? Okay, so first of all, I have Mom. Do you have anything you want to share with us tonight?
I'm going to tip and sing my song.
Amen. Go on, Risa.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. I am fallen, I am weak, I am fallen. Through the storm, through the night, lead me to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my ways grow dim, precious Lord, lean on me. When my life is come, hold my hand, let thy bone pick my hand. Precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me home, and let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on through the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the dark disappears and the night draws and the day is past and gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand. Precious Lord, and lead me home. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that thing.
Oh, boy.
Okay. All right. I have next up Mr. Gentle. Is there anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yes, I want to read a little bit about your life. Have you ever felt useless? Have there ever been a situation in your life in which you question your purpose? Where can you turn for help to deal with that sense of uselessness, purposelessness? Remember that God has a purpose for each person's life. We were clothing, we will die. We live to die and die to live. We want assurance that our life will count for something. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you for that. And next I have Auntie Carrie. Is there anything you want to share with us tonight?
I pass.
Okay, Daniel, is there anything else you want to share with us tonight?
Okay, ma'am. Here. You want to say something? Here.
Okay, I'll come back to Daniel. Keisha, is there anything you want to share with us tonight?
Have a good week, everybody. God bless.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up. Can you repeat that?
Okay, have a good week, everyone, and God bless.
Amen. God bless you also. Okay, next I have Auntie Betty. Anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Did Hubert come back in? I'm sorry, Daniel come back on the line?
I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes. Anything you want to share with us?
I just want to say I'm so proud to be on this realm now. You hear me?
Hey, amen. Man, we're glad you're here also. Bring me so much joy. Amen. Amen. Okay, Auntie Dot, is there anything you want to share with us tonight?
Okay.
Okay, I have Kira. You have anything you want to share with us tonight?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Peace and love, everybody.
We love you too. Okay. And so do. Thank you for that, Kira. Okay, I have Malachi up next. Malachi, do you want to share anything with us tonight?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love God. I love Jesus. I love my whole family.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that is so sweet. We love you too. Okay, next I have Bruce. Bruce, do you have anything else you want to share with us tonight?
Real quick, I just want to say God bless everybody. And just hitting back on the topic of prone to judge others, we just have to be real careful because it can be real easy to judge one another. And I know we all remember the saying, you know, sticks and stones will hurt my bones, but words will never harm you. And that can be so far from the truth. So just be careful as saints. And I want to wish everybody a great week. Amen.
Amen. Okay. I want to go ahead and read something out of the Daily Bread that basically touches on God's perspective on prone to judge others. And it goes on to say, it's serious business. Recently, I was called for jury duty amid extraordinary inconveniency and a lot of lost time. But it was also serious business. During the first day orientation, the judge lectured us on the responsibility at hand and the important nature of the task. We were going to sit in judgment of people who either had disputes or were charged with crimes. I felt a great sense of inadequacy for the task at hand, passing judgment on another person with serious life consequences riding on the decision. It's not a simple thing. Because we flaw as human beings, we may not always make the right judgment. While the justice system of our world might struggle and falter because of the inherited failings of the humans that manage them, we can always trust our God to excel in wisdom and fairness. The psalmist saying, the Lord reigns, the world also is firmly established, it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. God judges according to righteousness, defined by his own perfect justice and flawless character. We can trust God now when life seems unfair, knowing that he will one day make all things right in his final court. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we just had another caller to join in. Okay, all right. Okay, I have LaToya. Is there anything you want to share with us tonight?
I passed.
Okay, and Jerita, anything else you want to share with us tonight?
Pass.
Okay. All right. Okay, anyone else want to share anything, thought of something while I went through the list that they want to share with us tonight before we end the program? Okay, all right. I want to thank everyone for participating in the program tonight. The program went well as far as God's perspective on what to read when prone to judge others. Our next section is an open session, so people just come prepared, ready to do the reading. And it will be on God's perspective on what to read when you are proud. Now, if no one have anything else they want to share tonight, I will go ahead and do the closing. I'll be coming out of Psalms 23. May everyone bow your head for the closing of the prayer. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He let me rest in the meadow grass and lead me beside the quiet streams. He restored my failing health. He helps me do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me, guarding me, guiding all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemies. You have welcomed me as your guest. Blessing overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, everyone have a blessed week. I love you all.
You too.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Can you hear me over there?
Yes.
I love you.
Good number real quick.
Love you too. Bye-bye. What'd you say, Daniel?
I need your number.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah,
right.
5134 9704 Yeah. Okay, I got it. 5134
Bruce, you still there?
All right.
All right, I got you. Okay, love you.
Love you too. Love everybody.
All right, bye-bye. That concludes our show tonight. I hope you find this show uplifting, and may it help you through your week. God bless you all. In Jesus' name, amen.